everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with Meredith Locker. If you're watching this video anywhere else, you want to go to calbanyan.com, because right below this episode is all kinds of supporting stuff. Graphics, text, links to articles, whatever we're talking about today. And I know it's especially important today because we're going to be talking about a script, and the link to that script is going to be right down below. So, all right, I want to tell you about Meredith. Meredith, she's just an amazing human being. I mean, she's just a spark of light in the profession. And I really enjoy working with her whenever I can. And we've got a special announcement about something we're going to be doing together, kind of, sort of, coming up in May. But let me tell you, she's a one percenter of the highest degree. She really understands this business, this profession, and this kind of work. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing so good, Cal. It's fun to be here with you. How are you?
Oh, I'm so excited to be here.
I love it. Well, you guys, I'm sure that you all know a great deal about Cal, but what you don't know is that he's actually three people. He has figured out how to clone himself, and that's why he gets so much done.
You know what? There could be six of me, and I'd still never be able to keep up with my email.
No doubt about it.
I need two virtual assistants just to go through all my email. It's amazing.
But seriously, you do, as one person, get more done than I could ever even imagine getting done in three lifetimes. I mean, it's just so impressive. All of your writing, all of your books, all of your teaching, you know, running and directing the Banyan Hypnosis Center, all of your visioning for new things to come in the future, you know, coming up with new product ideas and new ways of training, teaching all these classes, doing a little bit of travel, a little bit of cycling, a little bit of scotch drinking here on the side even. You even have a social life, and you just never cease to amaze and impress.
And my cigar club.
I was going to let you mention that. I wasn't sure.
Hey, you know what? After we do this recording, I'm going to take you in the classroom, and on the whiteboard, I've got a mastermind project that I'm working on. I'll show you that. You're just going to be amazed. I'm doing some hypnotic stuff with my hands right now. You can't see it, but they can.
I can imagine.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So we want to thank you so much for coming back. I want to definitely thank all of you who have been posting your feedback down at the bottom here on calbanyan.com. Questions, comments, you know, furthering the discussion. We so appreciate the community that is being launched off of these podcasts and so much more. It's really important to the growth and development of our profession and each of us individually. And so thank you for all of that. Please do continue to send in your questions. Meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com is one way you can send them. But really, the first places we look would be at calbanyan.com in the feedback section, or on our path. I'm sorry, that's my website, Your Path Hypnosis. But on ourhypnospace.com is one of the first places we would go to the Ask Cal group there. And so please do join if you haven't already, or rejoin if you've been away for a while, and start posting your comments and questions there for us to bring to our podcast. Elron and I and any of our special guest co-hosts are always looking for information to bring to these podcasts to help you. But we're getting excited because we've got some things coming up. And I have just committed to, should I tell them, Cal, or do you want to?
I want you to.
Okay. I've just committed to re-attending Cal's course. I'm going to do the Week of Power in May, and I want to make sure to give you the exact dates, May 16th through the 22nd, and very excited about bringing my techniques to a whole new level. I completely understand that not only will my experience and knowledge help to bring the class to a whole new level by re-attending, but the information will be taken in by me in a whole new way. And so I'm excited about that opportunity and appreciative that that is an opportunity for me. So thank you for that, Cal.
You know what? I just checked with Maureen, the mastermind who runs the office behind the scenes, and there's only like four spaces left in that class. So if you're thinking you'd like to be in this very special class where Meredith is going to be there, and she's probably going to teach a small part of the course too, whatever she wants, I'm going to let her teach whatever she wants. And so it'll be her, probably Elron will be there. He always teaches a little bit, and we'll have a little bit of Meredith teaching. And it's going to be a once in a lifetime class, but I think there's only like four seats left. We may have some offsite online seats available. You have to call our office and check and see. All of our course information is on hypnosiscenter.com. And in the United States, we spell center C-E-N-T-E-R. So what else is up? I'm so glad you're going to be in class. It's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. I've been wanting to do this for a little while, and I think all things do happen in their good time. This couldn't be more perfect timing. I'm really ready to grasp some of these concepts in a whole new way. So I'm excited. It's going to be fun. Definitely. And so what else is coming up? We also have the fantastic National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. Their annual convention is coming up in August 13th through the 15th in Marlborough, Massachusetts. That's kind of a mouthful, but there you go. And trying to work that out in my schedule as well. Because, you know, this is a year of travel for me, Cal. So I've got a lot of places to go and people to see.
And the world wants to see you, too. Well, she's at the National Guild. I don't know if you're going to make it. Are you going to make it to the National Guild of Hypnotists?
I'm trying to work it out. I'm trying to find that space in between the clients and the travel.
Now, if Meredith makes it, she'll announce it here. And you can get your cast signed. You could get your T-shirt signed. You could get just about anything signed. Wouldn't you be willing to sign stuff while you're there?
Of course.
All right.
Of course.
Get your hypnotist disc, hypno disc signed by Meredith. Heck, we'll both sign it.
I would really much rather just chat. Let's just hang out and chat and get to know each other. That would be so much more fun.
Now, I'm going to announce it. I think it's Friday night or Saturday night, and the gazebo is cigar night. So bring a cigar, have a cigar with Cal at the gazebo at the NGH convention. Out there, we have a little drink and a little cigar. And it's always a lot of fun. We talk about deep, cosmic, hypnotic things. So it'd really be cool to have you out there. Actually, cigars optional. I mean, if you just want to, as long as you can tolerate being around happy people smoking cigars, then you're invited. Okay, any other announcements?
That's all I've got. You have anything?
Yes, I do. And it's about you. We had really good feedback about Celeste's case histories. And so I'm talking to Meredith about maybe doing, and maybe Elron too, about a case history. And any ideas about topics you'd like to do a case history on for everybody there, Meredith?
Trying to pin me down, are you there, Cal? Well,
you could do 1, 2, 3 ideas and they can leave a comment.
There we go. Well, certainly weight loss tops the list for me, is one of the issues that I work with quite a bit. Eating disorders, to kind of take that issue to a whole new level, possibly working with an athlete. Those would be probably my top 3 picks. Or if you just want an interesting case, something that's a little different, maybe even getting into a spiritual issue, that would be fun too.
Ooh, nice, 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 nice. Okay, so if you have a preference, please leave it in the comment section below. Also, maybe for Elron, too, and, get some ideas and help me talk him into doing one. All right, Tio. Have you got all your, hypno announcements in?
I have.
All right. I want to mention something really quick. You guys and gals out there, we've got an affiliate program, and what we do is, one of the best things about being in our profession is you get to help so many people and you can get paid so well to do it. But the problem is, if you take a vacation, you go away for a week, your income stops for a week. Same situation, doctors, dentists, lawyers are all in. And one of the things I learned a long time ago is that products are very important. And what you can do is you can sign up to be an affiliate. And I will put a link down below there to the information to our affiliate program. And what happens is you can refer people to our products, our classes, and get a very handsome referral fee for doing that. Because I know you love what we do or you wouldn't be watching the videos. You're probably going to be referring people to our classes anyway. So why not let us thank you for it. And having being part of an affiliate program like we have can provide you a continuous income even when you're out sunning at the beach. Oh yes, people are wondering about my secret project still going on. I haven't been talking about it a lot because I've gotten behind in answering requests for information about the secret project. If you want to know about, you know, losing weight, integrating that into your own life or into your client sessions or other ways to just become more wealthy through health and wellness, then email me at calbanion@hypnosiscenter.com and say you want to know about the secret project, and we will get to you as soon as we can. Maureen is helping me contact people, and it's just getting better and better. All right, what's our topic for today, Meredith?
All right, well, I want to thank Lydia for posting a question. She was curious about using a fantastic universal script that Cal created and has a specific question about it. And just to lay out a little groundwork, the script that we're talking about here is The High Road to Success, and there will be links down at the bottom for you to access that script. And it is a universal script that Cal created, and it can be used for pretty much everything and is a great tool to use during your first session if you don't have the time or the desire, or for whatever reason you aren't ready to get right into age regression right off the bat. And so she wants to know, what kind of script would you use for a teen smoker? I don't believe that High Road, Low Road, which is otherwise known as The High Road to Success, would work because they don't really think about the future or care for that matter. So she's asking specifically when it comes to teens, and I thought it would be fun to get a little bit into the alternative ways of using this script other than the typical for smokers for weight loss or for substance issues.
Okay, so this is what I promised. Right below is a link to the High Road, Low Road script. It's a universal script. Let me tell you about how it happened. You know, one of the smartest things I ever did as a trainer was to create a group that I could sign. It's an email group on Yahoo where when someone graduates from class, we could put them in there and get support. Because what I found out was what I did a really good job in teaching and what I either didn't do a good job in teaching or didn't do enough teaching on a subject, because that's what they would ask the group for help on. And I was very happy to know that as I watched this group grow and grow of graduates, that they were doing really, really great with some very advanced techniques, age regression, forgiveness work, parts work. And I was just very happy. But it seemed like there was a consistent kind of alarmism about, oh, I need a script for this and a script for that. Oh, does anybody have a script for, you know, this thing and that thing? And I was pretty happy that with 5-Path, I had come up with this, a process that was so universally useful in so many different things. And what I was challenged with was this, you know, sometimes you just got to do some direct suggestion time where you just sit down and just give them suggestions for their issue. For example, if during the first session, which is typically preparation, testing, and convincing, by the time you've done that, you don't have time to really do an age regression. And so I gave my subconscious mind some homework. I told my subconscious mind, I said, I want you to come up with a script that you can use for just about everything. And about a week later, I'm thinking, you know, that hasn't popped out yet. So I just kept giving it, reminding it, hey, you are now creating this script that I can use for just about everything, and that our students and our hypnotherapists at our center can use for just about everything. I just kept sending it in. And then one day, boom, it was like when I was in the shower or something. You know how it always works? It came to me, the universal script. Now, if some of the techniques I use work better than some other techniques you know about, it's probably because that technique works with how the human mind works anyway. And I use a couple of principles in this script that once you understand these principles, you can use this. It's almost more of an idea than a script of that the human mind already believes a couple of things. One, that when we make big changes in our life, it's like coming to a fork in the road. So I'm going to use that concept in the script. You know, you've been going down this path, and now you're going to change. You can either go in this new direction, or you can continue in the old direction. That's a fork in the road. So we already kind of believe that. We already have that concept. So I can use that in the script. The other is that there's a better way of doing things and a lesser way of doing things. A better way has better consequences, better benefits, that kind of stuff. And the lesser way, well, that brings all the problems into your life. So the better way is called the high road, and the lesser way, the problematic way, is called the low road. So my hypnotized client, who's in stage 4 hypnosis or deeper, could be 5 or 6, these are the somnambulistic levels, is taken to the fork in the road. And I'm going to kind of paraphrase it, but what I did in this script is I've got a script that is like an example of what you would say and fill in the blank. It'll say something like, now you realize you've come to a fork in the road. And you now think about, should I continue to do what I've been doing with regard to blanking? Okay, so there's a blank there, and then you could fill in whatever the issue is. And I give you the whole script in that format, free, give it to you to use with your clients, no strings attached. You can use it. I get emails from people saying, thank you so much. It's one of the only scripts I ever use. It's yours. Now, so the whole script is done with the blank, fill in the blank format. And then, just so you get a better idea of how you'd use it or how I would use it, I also give you this script in a complete format of as an example of how I would use it for stop smoking. And then I give you another version of the script for how I would use it for weight loss or getting healthy. Okay, so now back to the question. Would you use the high road, low road script for teenagers? Yes, you'd use it for everybody except, now, just, you know, we don't have forever to talk about. It's only about another 3 minutes or so. But what we do is we take them to the fork in the road, and then we're going to take them down the low road. And they're going to go to 3 events, could be less, could be more, of where they experience the natural outcome, both the negative emotions or circumstances of continuing in the old behavior. And for example, if the person is overeating, now if it's an adult, I might have them go 1 year down the road. And there you are, after one more year of continuing to eat too much. There you are. Look in the mirror. How do you feel about yourself? Do you look better? Do you look forward to the day? How's your energy after continuing to eat too much and continuing to gain weight? Then we'll take them down another maybe year or even 5 years to the adult client. And then put them in front of that mirror again and say, there you are. 5 more years of eating out of control. Do you look better? Do you feel better? Or do you look worse, feel worse? Feel the impact of how this behavior is affecting your life. I also integrate what I call the paraphernalia, as the things or the people that go along with the behavior. For example, if she's out of control to chocolate, I have her look at the chocolate wrappings or the uneaten chocolate bar, or maybe even have the individual eat the chocolate. There they are, 5 years later, more overweight, eating that chocolate bar. I go, how does that taste now? So is it worth it? And then I will take them one more event, maybe 10 years down the road of continuing to be out of control to food. Now, it could have been alcohol. It could have been cigarettes. It could have been pornography, whatever it is. And then I give them the suggestion that it's a good thing that none of that has happened yet, and it doesn't have to. And I count from 5 back to 1 and bring them back to the beginning of the fork, fully remembering the negative feelings and the outcomes ahead of them if they continue in the old behavior. And I say, but fortunately, you've come to a decision point in your life. The road on the right is the high road. This is the road of freedom, of being in control, of overcoming the issue you came to see me about. I'll continue with the overeating behavior problem. I say, in a moment, count from 1 to 3. When I get to 3, you're going to be 1 year up this road of success, eating right, exercising right, being in control, feeling great. Here we go, 1, 2, 3. And I put her back in front of that mirror. I say, how do you look now? How do you feel about yourself? Are you excited about the new path that you're on? You look at that chocolate and you think, boy, there's no way I'm ever going to be able to control chocolate again because I feel so great. I'm in control. And I can take her 5 years, 10 years. Now, that's with the adult client. I might do those kinds of periods. But if I'm working with a child or with a teenager, you know, kids are not so motivated about 5 years down the road and 10 years down the road. Heck, I know I wasn't. Where does most smoking happen? Where does begin? Where does most alcohol abuse begin? Where does most drug abuse begin? It happens in those teenage years. And so there plenty of evidence of the short-sightedness of teenagers. Now, you know, they're just not recognizing where that's going to take them in their life. Now, so with the teenager, now I've talked about it in many other episodes. Before I begin the hypnosis procedure, as part of the pre-hypnosis interview, I have the individual fill out what I call a benefits form. And I want to get like 7 different things that they expect they're going to get as a benefit when we make this change that they came in for. Now, with that benefit in mind, I can now take that teenager. Let's say it is a young lady who's 15 years old, and she's got a weight problem, and I can take her down that road, and I'll take her to those events. Let's say in her benefits form was she wanted to look good for summer coming up, which is like 6 months. There is a school dance in 3 months, and there is her sister's wedding in 9 months. I got 3 really great events, and they're all in a short period of time. So what I'm going to do is take her down the low road of continuing to be out of control. In 3 months at that dance, how does she feel? Being heavier, standing in front of that mirror. How do you look in your outfit? How do you feel going to this dance? Now, and then 6 months later, going to the beach, being more out of control, continuing to gain weight. How do you feel in your swimsuit? How do you feel with your friends? Do you feel more confident or less confident? 1 year later, there she, or 9 months later, whatever the period of time is, there she is at her big sister's wedding, in the wedding party, and they're getting ready to take that picture where everybody in the wedding party is there. How does she feel? How does she look? Then I again suggest that none of that's happened yet. It doesn't have to. And then I will take her up the high road to success and take her to those 3 very motivating, very short-term events where she can go to the dance after 3 months of exercising right, eating right, and putting her in front of that mirror ready to go out. How do you feel? More confident? Do you feel better? Do you look better? Then I can take her to 6 months where the beach is coming up, put her in front of that mirror, and how do you feel? Do you look better in what you're wearing? Are you more confident? And so on. And then 9 months into the future where her sister's wedding is, and there she is, 9 months of taking care of herself, eating right, exercising right. Definitely, you put her in front of that mirror, she's going to see an improvement. And so then we bring her back at the beginning of the fork in the road and give her the suggestions that just tie it all together. For example, checking to see if she's hungry before she eats, giving her suggestions for eating properly, whatever, if she's decided to be on a diet plan or whatever it is that she wants to do. Okay, how's that, Meredith?
So good, Cal. Thank you so much.
Gosh, we went over. I was going to try to do 20 minutes, but, you know, 20, 25 minutes, you know, it was a big subject.
It is a big subject. And if you still have more questions about this script and other particular issues that you are kind of curious about how to use this script for that aren't the most basic, you know, like the substance abuse issues and the weight loss, then please do post them or email them, and we'll be sure to get to them in a future podcast. Thank you guys so much, and looking forward to sharing more information, more community, more stimulation in the future. This is Meredith Locker. My website is Our Path Hypnosis. My email is Meredith@YourPathHypnosis. Did I just say Our Path? I keep combining Our Hypnospace and Your Path Hypnosis into one website, Cal. See what a community we are? So go to Our Hypnospace to ask Cal. Come to my website, Your Path Hypnosis. This is Meredith Locker signing off.
All right, and I want to remind you, you don't have to have a leather jacket. You don't have to have a Harley to be a Hypno One percenter. Just be the best of the best. Keep coming back to our podcast. Keep doing the very best work you can. Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.